Well, as we heard on AM, the Turnbull government has responded to its setback in the Longman by-election by moving to fix one of the big irritants with voters at the moment, the rollout of the My Health Record scheme. The next critical challenge will be to tackle high power prices, which will come to a head next week at the COAG meeting on the National Energy Guarantee, or the NEG. Ahead of those talks, the Nationals are stepping up their push for coal, which George Christensen dispatched to Japan to drum up investment in new coal-fired power stations in Australia. Meanwhile, Barnaby Joyce has warned that rural voters will abandon the government if it turns its attention to the agriculture sector next to reduce emissions.
If we go down that path, then forget it. I'm out. See you later. Goodbye. You know, because that's just nutcase stuff. No, we're not paying the bill for that. Those days are over.
It's Barnaby Joyce speaking on Sky last night. Well, Matt Canavan is a senior National and the Minister for Resources and Northern Australia. I spoke with him earlier.
G'day, Fran. How are you going?
Well, thank you. Minister, the big news of the morning is the government's decision to rework the My Health Record scheme to allay privacy concerns. Do you think the government would have done that if you hadn't received such a thumping in the Longman by-election?
Yes, I do, Fran. Obviously, concerns about the My Health Record were raised weeks ago.
But they weren't changed weeks ago.
Well, true, but I think that's a pretty fast turnaround for any government. The scheme has been or was established back in 2012 by the then Labor government, supported by ourselves. But given there's been some concerns raised, I think the changes that have been flagged here to provide more protections for people's privacy and to allow the permanent deletions of records are reasonable changes, and that's what good governments do.
So if you're doing everything right, what was the result in Longman about?
The result in Longman, I don't think was unexpected.
I spoke to a lot of LNP politicians beforehand. They thought it was going to be a line ball. They weren't talking about a 9.6% drop in your primary vote.
Well, look, the published polls obviously had it a lot closer, but as has been commonly remarked, governments haven't won a by-election from an opposition since 1920. But on top of that, the local Queensland factors, the vote was not dissimilar to the state election results, although our vote was a little higher than then. The One Nation vote was quite a bit lower than the state election in November. So, you know, that there is a situation in Queensland where there's a volatile minor party vote. That's a pretty regular occurrence. But what I think the by-elections demonstrates, again, is that a vote for One Nation elects Labor members of Parliament in the Queensland election. A vote for One Nation elected a Queensland Labor government. And our job is to remind voters that if they don't want a Labor government, it's going to put up taxes, going to weaken our borders, and progress ridiculous carbon emission reduction policies, which will push up power prices, well, they shouldn't vote for One Nation.
Well, some of your colleagues are pretty clear that what the takeout from the Longman election is that the government should dump its company tax cut policy. They're calling for that now openly. Can you win the next federal election if a $35 billion tax cut for big business is still government policy?
Well, I think we'll win the next election if we can put forward the strongest and best economic policies. That's what we're good at, and at a general election, people will be very focused on that.
So does that include a $35 billion tax cut for big business?
Well, our policy is to make it law. That's what we'd like to do. But, you know, I can only continue to prosecute the case that I think is best for our country, best for our nation. We've seen countries which compete with ourselves for capital significantly lower their company tax rates, including in America in the last couple of years. That's led to, look at the economic growth result in America in the last couple of months.
Okay, amazing. So just to be clear, your position is the government should press ahead with the tax cuts. They should try and get these tax cuts for big business through.
Absolutely. That's been our policy for since a couple of budgets ago, and it's the right policy. I think it's already demonstrated results with lower tax cuts for small business, and that's great. We're big supporters of small business, but of course, a lot of people are employed in bigger businesses too, and if they can be healthier and stronger, that means better employment outcomes over time, better wages for people employed in those businesses.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Federal Resources Minister for Northern Australia, Matt Canavan. Minister, we heard a little from Barnaby Joyce also in that interview on Sky last night. He says that lowering power prices should be priority number one for the government. Now, Josh Frydenberg sits down with the states and territories next week to try and settle on the final design of the National Energy Guarantee. Will the National Energy Guarantee cut people's electricity bills? Are you happy that's the mechanism to bring down power prices?
Yes, I do believe that, Fran. That's not just a belief based on my own faith. It's obviously something that has been modelled by the Energy Security Board, and they show that implementing this policy will lower power prices by over $100 and lead to over $500 of savings, along with other things that are occurring in electricity markets and the government policy. So that's positive for people. Obviously, it does that. It does that by attracting investment. That's what we need.
Having
a stable policy is one prerequisite for that, and that's why we need to get this National Energy Guarantee through.
Okay, so your message to your LNP colleagues is back the NEG.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I should say, unfortunately, I think sometimes the position of the coalition party room is distorted in the public debate. That's a consistent position of the coalition party room. It's a consistent position of my colleagues when I speak to them, that they want to see the National Energy Guarantee through. That's not all we're doing on energy policy. It's a very important component. As I mentioned, we've controlled gas exports to bring more gas back to the domestic market, which is important for gas prices itself, but it also feeds into electricity prices. And, of course, there's the ACCC report we just received, which has some other recommendations, which has backed the NEG, but also recommended some other changes which could help bring relief to households.
Let's go to that now. George Christensen, your colleague from Queensland, LNP Queensland, has been dispatched to Japan bearing letters from you asking for investment in coal-fired power stations, the so-called high-efficiency, low-emission power stations. The Minerals Council is paying for this trip, I understand. It's a bit of an unusual approach, isn't it? Will he be telling potential investors in Japan that the Australian government is willing to underwrite these investments?
Well, no, we haven't made a decision on that yet, but we are willing, of course, to attract investment into our power and energy sector. I often ask investors to consider Australia for investments, be they in lithium at the moment. It's a big sector, obviously. Rare earths, I met people recently about that. In renewable technologies as well, particularly in the context of the Minister for Northern Australia. There's big projects going up there. And, of course, as I say, we want to see our coal resources used as well. But, of course, I think we should develop our own energy resources too and use those. And we will need foreign technology to do that. The technology for these new plants has been developed in Japan and Germany and the United States, and Japanese firms are some of the leading exponents of it. I've spoken to all these companies before, and I heard George was going over there last week, so I thought a good opportunity to follow up on those discussions and reaffirm our commitment to attract Australian investment for jobs and economic opportunity in our country.
Okay, and what would you do to attract it? George Christensen says in his statement that his trip comes on the back of the ACCC report last month that recommends the government consider, quote, providing finance to make investment in clean coal more attractive. Now, the ACCC actually didn't say that, but is the government considering offering some kind of backing to foreign investors in coal? Your own letter apparently says there's a role for the Australian government in providing support for such projects. What kind of support would you consider?
Well, obviously there's a role for government to attract investment. As I said, that's just a fundamental role I would have thought of any minister of the Commonwealth. They'd want to promote Australian interests and promote investment in our country. We do that all the time. In terms of the specific question about coal, what the ACCC recommended is that there should be consideration of the government supporting a large and firm investment in our power supply network. They stress that it should be technologically neutral, and I stressed in my letter that recommendation was in that regard. That obviously potentially includes the consideration of coal. As I say, there's hundreds of...
Yeah, but let's be clear, it did not call on the government to help finance a clean coal technology. It did not.
Well, I nor have I... Have I said that? It did not specifically advocate that, but it
no,
did.
No, George Christensen is saying that.
It's well, I think that's quite a mischaracterisation of what he said either, as well. But what let's be absolutely clear. It's very important, and some people are trying to muddy the waters here. The ACCC and Rod Sims were crystal clear that any government support for this should be technologically neutral.
See that so position. What support would you be considering? If a Japanese investor came to you, what would you offer?
Well, as I said, we're still considering the ACCC report. The ACCC report proposed a quite detailed support mechanism, which would include the government providing a level of support to price over the longer period.
So underwriting
these investments. Well, you know, I don't think they use the word underwrite, but that's probably a fair characterisation of their proposed scheme. But the key point the ACCC made. Is that larger investments in our power sector, which require decades-long payback periods, are hard to get across the line because of the uncertain policy environment. And so there is a level of risk there for people. There's a level of risk that perhaps the government is the one party that can help alleviate. And just as we sign contracts for investors in toll roads, in large public transport projects sometimes, there may be a role for government here. Now, so we're considering that. And that's, I think it's a very fair recommendation from the ACCC, a very respected body. It deserves fair and proper consideration.
Yeah, which is a different thing to saying they should consider coal. But just on this, if... don't know what will happen, but you've made this effort, you've written these letters, you've invited Japanese investors to consider this. If George Christensen comes back empty-handed, if this comes to nothing, does that prove to you there is no appetite for investing in coal?
Well, look, I can't make any predictions, Fran, except to say that, and I've had these discussions with the people I've written to many times before, and they're all keen as mustard to invest in clean coal technologies in Australia. The Japanese, these firms are doing that around the world. There's one being built in Indonesia by J-Power at the moment. The place that George is going and I've been to, the Osogo coal-fired power plant, is just on the outskirts of Yokohama, one of the biggest towns in Japan. It's got amazing efficiencies in terms of its nitrous oxide and sulfur oxide emissions, not just carbon emissions, but it's an incredibly clean power plant. The fundamental problem is attracting investment into our power generation sector, and that's what we're very focused on through the National Energy Guarantee and in consideration of the ACCC report.
Okay. Matt Canavan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Have a good day.
Matt Canavan is the Minister for Resources and Northern Australia.